You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Freeman, and this is episode number 9. Today's episode is titled Aid Climbing 101. Elaine Freeman is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. Auxiliary climbing is one of the most popular ways to climb the Great Walls of Yosemite and is characterized by free climbing, where it goes up, resting only on natural features on the rock and using ropes and equipment only to protect against falls and as protective equipment. Free climbers climb to heights that would be unsafe in the event of a fall. Auxiliary climbers do not, due to the similarities in nomenclature. Free climbing and free soloing are often considered the same by some, especially in the media, but in terms of climbing style, equipment and safety, most non-climbers will confuse this term with climbing without a rope, but free climbing is essentially what a climber does when he climbs only with his own physical abilities to climb up and down the rock. Free climbers use rope protection, harness and other equipment to protect themselves in the event of a fall, and when they use rope and equipment to climb a rock face to support and facilitate the ascent, this is a term that applies when a climber decides to use equipment, slings, or other aids to carry his weight when climbing a rock. Lead climbing is one of the most popular forms of competitive climbing in the United States. An artificial climbing wall prepares a complex route of geometry, climbing and grips. In sport top rope routes, it is possible to place the rope on a bolted anchor and hike up. In other words, competitors cannot use the protection to make progress or to cling to a rope to rest. The process is the same, except that instead of setting the ropes and hiking, the climbers build an anchor and use a removable protection instead. A free ascent is expected, and after the ascent you return to your ground and set up your rope. The first climber will clamp the screws on the route and then build an anchor at the top while remaining on the ground. TR, short for traditional climbing, is a kind of outdoor climbing with removable protection against falls. Trad climbing refers specifically to any style that requires placing your own intermediate protection point in a crack or rock to protect yourself from a fall. In this system, the task of the stand guard is to control the rope, to relax when the climber ascends and then to lock the ropes to stop the fall of the climbers. Trad climbing is specifically referred to as trad or short traditional climbing, as this style requires that, in addition to removable protective devices, you place your own intermediate protection points in cracks and rock features in order to be protected from falls. Make no mistake, the leader takes more risk and responsibility than the belay station, since he risks a real fall and has to build a stand anchor that is the only connection to the cliff at any given time. There is also the art of coming down again, and traditional trad climbing is the primary form of free climbing, despite the increasing popularity of curved sports routes. Trad climbing routes detect natural weaknesses in the rock and are protected with traditional equipment such as cams and nuts. Three climbers put their gear on a leash, and when they are done, they put it on the rock and set off. Trad climbing emphasizes exploration, in which climbers embark on a predetermined route that is as much a part of the climbing experience as the ascent itself. For the same reasons, however, trad climbing has its own unique climbing style as well as a different approach to auxiliary climbing. During auxiliary climbing, a climber attaches a piece of equipment to a piece of protection and stands on it to get to the top. There are several niches in lead climbing, including auxiliary climbers, auxiliary guides and auxiliary climbers, but also auxiliary climbers with auxiliary equipment. If you have done something outside a climbing gym, you may have found a guide or an experienced climber to teach you the ropes and help you get through different types of climbing. Climbing has a lot of equipment and can be expensive, but don't worry, you can start small and save a lot of money by buying equipment. This is a great opportunity to learn the basics of the sport, including setting up a route and securing. This form of climbing is bouldering, climbing near the ground without a rope, and is often used to circumvent natural conditions on the rock such as boulders, rock walls or rock faces. This can be as simple as climbing a section of rock with your hands and feet, or as complex as climbing a natural element on a rock. Use your equipment to climb sections of rock, but not as much as a traditional climbing rope or rope climbing. This is all for today, guys. My name is Elaine and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.